actually, all it does, Sean, is take the current law and put it in the Constitution so that judges can't change the law regarding the definition of marriage. So in reality, there will be no change. And I think that's a good thing.
During the campaign, one of the criticisms of the people who are opposed to Amendment 2 was that, just like Michigan, that some rights might be taken away for domestic partners. And what's your reaction to that?
I think that the opponents of Amendment 2 were afraid to address Amendment 2 on its merits, which is, should marriage be defined as being between a man and a woman in the state of Florida, and chose instead to run a deceitful campaign trying to frighten voters into voting against Amendment 2 by talking about anything that they could think of other than the definition of marriage. I think the fact that 62.1% of the voters in Florida voted for Amendment 2 shows that, as we did, you can run a principled, honest campaign and win.
What's the next step? Is there anything else that your groups would like to focus on?
The sole purpose of the Florida for Marriage effort and the Yes to Marriage campaign was to put the definition of marriage, which is current state law, the Defense of Marriage Act, into the Constitution so that judges couldn't overturn the law. And there is no other purpose and there's no other plan.
Of course, I'm deeply saddened, but I think that many Floridians didn't know what they were passing. I think they thought they were passing an amendment to outlaw marriage between two people of the same sex. While that language was a part of the amendment, there is a much bigger issue here that I think many, many, many heterosexuals in this state missed that will impact them. And it's a little ambiguous at this point because no one can clearly define what the substantial equivalent thereof means. But the way that the amendment reads has the potential to, in the state of Florida, to impact any domestic partner relationship, gay or straight, regardless of age, regardless of race. And I believe that it also threatens the common law marriage, because common law does not have a civil application component to it. You know, you don't apply to be common law just after a period of time. You are. And what this also has the implications to impact based on the statistics coming out of Ohio and Michigan is domestic violence investigations and how police hands are tied in domestic violence calls. So I think this has far-reaching implications that people really didn't get because they stopped at the first phrase of the amendment.
What do you see as the next step then for people who opposed Amendment 2? What can they do now?
That's somewhat complicated. I mean, there's a lot of speculation about what we can do. I think that we need to take a step back and really look at how this is going to be used in the court of law and what our civil rights are, what ACLU might suggest certainly will impact some of our brainstorming. So at this point, I can't give you a clear-cut answer. It's too soon after the passing, but I think there's great irony in this election, in the end result of these elections. In Hillsborough County, an openly gay male was elected as county commissioner. We elected a biracial president who campaigned on hope and change. And in the midst of, you know, I think there's a great irony even in President-elect Barack's Barack Obama's election, because he was birthed out of a biracial relationship, which did not have marriage rights until the 60s. And if that would have gone before the people to be, you know, for a vote, what do you think the end result would have been? My hunch is any time that there's a change that comes along that goes against the grain of what has been, if it went before public opinion, it wouldn't be elected into law. You know, I am a little disappointed in our community. I think we missed the opportunity to go out and protest the discrimination of this. I loved the energy that happened in California, although I do understand that, you know, there's a little bit different situation. They're having rights taken away from them. We've never had the right. But I think the outrage is pretty parallel.
Do you think we'll see anything like what's happening in California? Do you think we'll see that in Florida?
No, I don't think we'll see that. I don't think that we'll see that. I think that there is, at least in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersexed community, I think that there's still a bit of reserve in getting involved. You know, I think we got a lot of people involved in this, but I don't think we got everybody involved in this. I mean, some people didn't vote either way because they're not interested in getting married.